Unfortunately, they get the lead, and we talked about their record. When they get the lead, Dirk, I think they've been undefeated.
Yeah, they're so good. But the Huskies weathered the storm in that first period, and we actually outshoot them 12-9. Had a couple of power plays, or at least one power play in that first period. We go to the second period, and we get a goal early on. And what a play this was. Let's hear it first, and then we'll talk about it. The Huskies tie the game up.
Closer to going in than in the first period. And now Smith back the other way, and Huskies have numbers. Shot towards the goal. Score!
Right before that, as you heard in the call, there was a chance. They had a really good chance. It almost didn't look like it was much of a chance, but it was right. A great save by Angus.
Well, it was, and that's what you need. You know, it's we all see the game of hockey where one team gets a golden scoring opportunity, and the puck transitions down the other end, and they score. And, you know, I thought, obviously, Alex Smith did a real good job because he created the two-on-one. Puck was coming out, passed towards a defenseman, and he intercepted it. And their defenseman, instead of retreating or back, tried to stand him up, and he put it around him and went wide. And then he made a real nice play. And we've got to make more plays. Like, I thought Alex had his head up, came in and slowed down a little bit, and then Jake Jackson, with his speed, he just beat everybody to the far post, and Alex made a great play, great pass there through to Jake, and Jake just redirected in the net for, you know, a huge goal for us. And it's interesting, you know, they're not line mates, they don't play on the same line, but here they're out there, and obviously that was a huge huge goal for us to get us back in the game.
What I like about what Smith did on the play was that recognizing, you know, he being a right-handed shot, recognizing that he had the time and space to pull it to his forehand and get more velocity on that pass.
Exactly, and the way it's set up is Jake was in the penalty box, Jackson, so he comes out on the ice and then creates the two-on-one. He came back in our zone first and helped out, and then obviously used his speed. And good for Jake Jackson, and I thought he was one of the guys who was just okay the night before. And I'm not picking on Jake, but we had a lot of guys who were just okay. But you can see the difference when he skates and when he plays strong and physical. He can be unstoppable, and now he's up to 5 goals, and you're starting to see, you know, Neville 5 goals, Smith 5 goals, you know, Liebring's at six, Les Brunson I think is at seven. You know, so we're not going to have maybe that 20 goal score, we might, but we're going to have a lot of guys near that double digit. And then when you go through the lineup, it's you know, which line do you try to shut down versus their team? They have 2 pretty good lines. You can figure out which guys you got to shut down. But hopefully on our team we have, you know, some good depth and some, you know, at least 3 scoring lines, if not 4.
Gavin Gould is one of those guys, too, Coach, where I thought, you know, there's times like maybe on Friday night you don't notice him a whole lot, or he's not making a whole big of a difference, and all of a sudden Saturday night he just seems to have the puck all the time.
Well, he's one of those guys that puck follows him. Yeah. And he played well Friday. He made a couple, you know, real good plays on Friday, too. And you can tell he's got skill. You know, he might not be the biggest guy on the ice, but boy, he, you know, on his goal, he makes a guy miss him down. I think it was Nardella down below the goal line. Nardella's got him lined up, and he's just going to plaster Gavin. You know, he's just, you can see Nardella, I mean, his just mouth was foaming. He's got this 150-pound kid that he's just going to lay out, and Gavin just gives him the boop, boop, and just walks right by him and gets to the net.
Possession, all the Huskies will bring it up, and here's Gould trying to go wide. Gould trying to bring it in. He's in, makes a move, shoots, save, rebound, and off the post, I believe. On that rebound, backhand shot. Here's Gould again. Scores! Gavin Gould puts it in off the goaltender and in. And the Huskies get their first lead of the weekend, 2-1, with 13-12 remaining.
Now you talk about the big room in the corners there, and he certainly used that to his advantage and made a great play. It actually went off of Peek's skate, not the goaltender. It went off of the defenseman's skate.
Yeah, and you have to watch the whole play. I mean, it started in our zone. It was a puck battle. We won it. We get the puck up to Hannah gets it up to Lucchini. Lucchini just one touches to Gavin. Gavin beats the guy wide with speed. Goes in initially, has a great scoring opportunity. Tried that old Troy Terry, I think, between the legs, to go 5-hole. Doesn't go. He gets knocked down. He gets flat, and you see him go sliding into the corner, runs into the referee. You know, Gavin's on his butt. But you talk about it. The puck follows him. He gets up. There's the puck. Puck comes to him. And then he makes a little move, and he just throws it to the net, you know, which is a smart play. We talk about getting traffic and causing some confusion in front of the net, and then getting pucks there, and anything can happen. And when right off their defenseman's skate and obviously between Peterson's leg and in the net, which was a huge goal. And you know, we started to play well near the end of the third period. And I thought the second period, you know, we really started to skate. You know, we outshot them 12-5 in the second period and really, I thought, played our game. That second goal was huge. You know, you get it, or you get the first one early in the period, which we talk about goals, you know, give you momentum, you know, give you that spark. And I thought it did. And once Jake scored that goal, I thought our team really, really played well the whole second period.
So we're up 2-1. We have our first lead, but the Fighting Irish come back and tie the game up.
And the Irish will bring it up now. Across the Michigan Tech line, coming in, a shot, scores! Cam Morrison coming down the left wing, and he beats Redmond right on the ice. It looked like Redmond might have committed a little bit too far as he was sliding from the center of the crease to the right side.
Nice shot there by Cam Morrison. I don't know if that actually went through or did it go
It cut or stick. But it just deflected off our defenseman's stick tried to stick it in. But I think it just went five hole on him. And still, you don't like that goal. And it's an angle shot. But it was off a face-off. And we didn't do a real good job on the face-off covering. And they got that winger free a little bit on the outside, and he had some time and space to be able to, you know, get to about the dot, the hash mark, and take a good shot. And I it's like Don Cherry. Well, don't stick your stick in there when the guy's shooting it. It changes it, you know. But that's just a reaction, and you're going to try and get your stick on there and deflect it, you know, wide or up over the net. So, but it just found its way to the net, and that's a tough goal to give up because we had a pretty dominant second period.
No doubt about it. And we go to the third, tied 2-2, and we get the lead at the 4:23 mark. It was Mike Neville getting the goal for the Huskies.
Nardella behind his own net, working it to the wing. Huskies hold it in. Roy with a shot. Blocked in front. Here's a shot by Neville. Scores! Mike Neville with the goal for the Huskies as it bounced right to him off of the defender, and he buried it past Peterson. The Huskies get their second lead of the game.
Kind of a miscue there on the breakout, and it was well played by Roy, who was able to hold it in. And what I liked about it, and I'm sure you did too, Coach, is that Mike Neville didn't, as you say, dust it off. He just shot the puck.
Yeah, and we'll rewind here to the second period, but we out-attempted them 22-10. We only gave them 10 attempted shots, which is
that's unbelievable, yeah.
Which is incredible. A team like that, I think they had only lost one home game previous to going into this game. So we head into the third period, another tight game, another tie game. And the difference between the night before, Dirk, is I thought we didn't push the pace too hard. When I say that, we didn't take too many chances. We played on the right side of the puck, played a more solid game, even though the shots end up equal in the period. I thought we played a real solid, structured, you know, systematic third period, which was great. We didn't give them much, even though they had some shots. And then, obviously, on the goal, the goals all started by some pressure. We had a good forecheck by Reed Sterls. You know, their defenseman saw Reed coming, excuse me, and he got rid of the puck. Excuse me, Dirk, early, and forced him to make a real bad pass, which went straight to Matt Roy. And like you say, Matt Roy didn't waste any time. We had good net front presence. They blocked it, and it came right to Mike Neville, and then he didn't waste any time with it either. He just got it and shot it. And the combination of the – it all started with a forecheck by Reed. You know, and you won't see Reed's name here on the assist. He doesn't get an assist for that, but he created that whole play by the pressure he put on their defenseman to force him to make a bad pass. And then Matt got the shot, and Mike there was to clean it up. Mike Neville had some good opportunities. You remember the one behind the net where he had the goalie the second period out. So it was good to see Nev's score. And, you know, we've asked for more offense from him, and I'm going to predict now he's going to – you know, obviously have his best year offensively and goal-wise. And he's got a chance to get the 10 goals this year. And we just got to get him to continue to shoot the puck more. But that was a huge goal. And I liked how our team was playing in the third period. You know, just on the bench, you could sense that, you know, we were in a good position. And we had a real good opportunity to win this game, where the night before you're behind already in third and you're really pushing it. So I was really proud of the way the guys, played the third period, kept their composure, and then continued to play after we scored.
Mike Neville gets his fifth. Matt Roy gets the only assist on the goal, and that made it a 3-2 Michigan Tech lead at the 4:23 mark of the period. They get a big insurance goal towards the end of the game on a great play again by the Huskies.
Penalty is over. Sturrows is out. Watson will clear, and the Huskies get up the center ice, and they're 2-on-1 for Michigan Tech. Here